Today, a former professor at the University of South Florida went on trial in Tampa. He's accused of raising money for a Palestinian terrorist group. In opening statements in federal court, government prosecutors said Sami Al-Aryan was the most powerful man in the U.S. for Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Dr. Al-Aryan and three other men face charges of providing material support to terrorists, conspiracy, and racketeering. All four accused deny the charges. They say they're being punished for vocal advocacy of Palestinian rights. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Tampa, and she joins me now. Carrie, what were the main points of the prosecutor's case laid out in court?
Well, we heard about 3.5 hours from the lead federal prosecutor. He laid out the government's case. He told jurors that Dr. Sami Al-Aryan was the leader of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and that, as you said, one of the worst, what they describe as one of the world's most dangerous terrorist organizations. He even said that at one point he was the worldwide leader of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, that he ran the U.S. cell out of here, out of Tampa. Assistant U.S. Attorney Walter Furr said that Al-Aryan and these three other defendants were raising money, sending funds, and disseminating information about the terrorist organization from Tampa. And he also said that Dr. Al-Aryan used his position at the university to set up front organizations to funnel the money to the Mideast. Well, and that at one point he talked about a conspiracy of sending more than $1.8 million from the U.S. to the Palestinian Islamic Jihad.
And what are the challenges for the prosecution in detailing and proving such a complicated case?
Well, it is a very complicated case, and there are a lot of challenges. First off, the U.S. attorney, assistant U.S. attorney, talked about just the fact of the jurors trying to understand all the complicated Arabic names. There are five other co-conspirators that are not on trial here, so all their names, too, and there are other participants in the conspiracy and members of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. He asked the jurors' patience in learning all the names and the players. There's more than 50 counts in the indictment. He also tried to give a geography lesson of the Middle East and put up a map and started talking about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This case is expected to last 6 months. It is complicated.
The defense got a chance to begin laying out its case. How did Dr. Al-Aryan's lawyer counter the government's allegations?
Well, he was much briefer than the government. He got about an hour and a half, and he said, he told the jurors that this is really a case of political free speech and the First Amendment of the Constitution here. He said Dr. Al-Aryan is a political activist. He never funded violence. He never encouraged violence in the United States or in Israel. And that he is a political activist being persecuted for his unfavorable comments about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He said the language of resistance of political discourse is sometimes harsh, but a political speaker must feel free to excite his audience. And if that speech doesn't instigate violence, then it is an exercise of just free speech.
Now, this case has been closely watched in South Florida and the Middle East for more than a decade. It has finally gone to trial. What's the reaction there in Tampa?
Well, it has been a long case. The government has been investigating Dr. Al-Aryan since 1991 and has collected considerable wiretaps since 1994. There were a lot of protesters out here. They held a noontime rally. There were free speech advocates, political advocates. And then there was one woman who was her daughter was killed in one of the Israeli suicide bombings, and she was out here with a picture of her daughter that was killed in a suicide bomb that the Palestinian Islamic Jihad took credit for. So the controversy inside and outside of the courtroom is pretty heated here in Tampa.
Thank you, Carrie. That's NPR's Carrie Kahn in Tampa.
You're welcome.